and on 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 5 o'clock. Good morning, this is John Marsh. David Cameron will today set out his plans for what he calls the Big Society. He'll promise to let communities and voluntary groups run some public services, such as bus routes or the delivery of broadband. Four areas of England have been chosen to receive help with projects: Liverpool, Eden Valley in Cumbria, Windsor and Maidenhead in Berkshire, and the London Borough of Sutton. The United States government has ordered BP to draw up plans for reopening a cap on the broken oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. The cap has stopped the flow of oil into the sea, but signs of methane gas have been detected. Just give me a moment, if you would, and we'll carry on. Some people who were on holiday when the tour operator Gold Trail collapsed say they're being forced to pay for their accommodation twice. The Civil Aviation Authority says it's doing all it can to fly home those left stranded in Greece and Turkey. Kenneth Ogilvie from Ayrshire says at his hotel in Marmaris, people are being intimidated. And I beg your pardon, that's not exactly right either. This is all very strange. If you give me one moment, we'll see if we can actually get things right. Here we are. I'm not sure that's right either. No, I don't think it is. I do beg your pardon. We'll move on.
You don't seem to be having a very good time of
we
it.
We were hoping to play you a clip just then, but it didn't seem to fit with what I was talking about. Give me a moment and we'll just carry on and ignore all the inserts if we may.
I can start come back to it.
No, all right.
Friday the 13th.
Yes, let me start again. A protest against the cancellation of school rebuilding projects in England will take place at Westminster today. The Save Our Schools rally is being organised by trade unions and will be joined by teachers and pupils. The government announced the cancellation of projects at more than 700 schools earlier this month. And I've just realised what's happened now. I think we should be back on course very shortly. Yes, here we go. No, we don't. We'll carry on again. Government advisers have been calling for public funding for low-carbon technology to be protected to ensure the United Kingdom meets its target to reduce greenhouse gases. The demand has come from the Committee on Climate Change. Oh, I do think we're going to have the right thing. Our environment correspondent, Jeremy Cook, hopefully will now report. Or maybe he won't. This is going very well.
Can I suggest that you go back to the hotel room, get into bed, suck your thumb, and then nothing will happen?
I've got one more little thing I would like to tell you before we start, if I may, which is actually a serious story. At least 49 people have died in a train accident in India. Around 100 others were injured. The accident happened around 125 miles north of Calcutta when an express service hit a stationary train at a station. The last of 250 First World War soldiers whose bodies were recovered from mass graves in northern France last year will be buried today with full military honours. The burial marks the official opening of the Commonwealth Cemetery in Fromelles. Prince Charles will attend the ceremony. And the weather? This really will happen. There'll be rain across northern England, northern Ireland and southern Scotland today, reaching South Wales and South West England this evening. South East England should stay dry, with temperatures reaching 28 Celsius in East Anglia. That's the BBC News, such as it was.
It was very
4 minutes
impressive.
Past five. Doesn't time fly when you're having fun?
You don't need that at this time of the morning, but of course no one's listening. They won't have noticed.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Sure is. Poor old Johnny Marsh.
Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.